Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome back to The Menopod, the award-winning podcast that's, well, rather like a bout of cystitis. Just when you think you're rid of it, back we come.
You just got that in there, didn't you? Nice and subtle.
I did say award-winning, absolutely. And we have taken a bit of a break. We've been away, but we are back again. So the podcast that tackles puberty's evil older sister, one gin and tonic at a time. We are back once again, and it's very nice to be with you. So I'm Susan Lee, Group Wire Editor at Reach. And as you heard, I'm joined by my old mate, and increasingly older mate, a journalist, Dawn Collinson.
Hello, and rude. Rude.
Yet accurate. On today's episode, we are marking International Women's Day, the annual event that celebrates the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women everywhere. So this year's theme is Break the Bias.
Which is good for us, I think, Sue, because we do like to break a bit of bias, don't we, on The Menopod. We like to talk about everything, fashion, relationships, brain fog. We like to talk about the things that maybe people don't always discuss and just sort of take a little bit of the embarrassment out of them where possible, because I think the more we talk about everything, the less awkward they are.
Yeah, do you know what? That's been the absolute positive feedback from the podcast, isn't it? That we're not too medical and we're not too straight-faced and sometimes we're a bit saucy. And yeah, we do take the bias out of menopause being, you know, I don't know, just a bit dull and a bit hard going and a bit hard work and miserable for everyone.
I think the menopause was like something which a generation before us kind of went, oh, menopause, and kind of...
Oh, you mean like Les Dawson?
Yeah. Do you know what, in that sort of way that you sort of said it kind of halfway, it's silent, you know, like mouthed in. But now I think, you know, people don't feel like that anymore, which has just got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
It really has. And, you know, just as the menopause is kind of out there front and centre, or, you know, increasingly front and centre. So International Women's Day has grown, I think, from being something that was fairly low key some years ago to something that is absolute front and centre and that we'll all be talking about today on March the 8th. So I suppose the question is, do we still face bias as women? Do we still face, I don't know, discrimination or being branded certain stereotypes? Is that still a thing? What do you think?
I think it is. I think we were quite lucky because we worked in an industry where actually we didn't face a lot of gender discrimination generally. I think the media at the time when we were in it, we were quite fortunate. But at the same time, I think we saw women of our generation who did face that and who didn't maybe progress in their work in the way that they might have liked to. And you just see it in the wider world, don't you? You know, the gender pay gap, which, I mean, a lot of companies are trying to address now, but they're only trying to address it because it's still there. It's still an issue. You know, women generally are not paid the same as men, are they? And I think that still goes on. And you see it, you know, you see actors and actresses calling out the fact that they've not been paid as much as their male co-stars still. And they're people who have a great platform to talk about it. So if they've got that platform and it's still happening to them, then what's happening to Mrs. Jones who works in the cake shop?
You see, I think you're right. I think International Women's Day went through, well, I've heard people say, well, do we still need it? Do we still need International Women's Day? We're all, it's 2022. Personally, I think we need it more than ever. I think the barriers to women, and particularly older women, are still very much there, very much in existence. And I think the kind of fight for equality, whether that's you're a 20-year-old woman or whether you're a 60-year-old woman, is very much alive and kicking. You know, you only have to look around. Okay, so this is my pet hate. We live in a world designed by men. we live in an absolute world designed by men. So there's always a queue for the ladies. That's because ladies' toilets are designed by men and women take longer to go to the loo and blah, blah, blah. So little tiny things like that. I've got a daughter who's 22. You know, I want her to have a better experience of being a woman in the 2020s and the 2030s and, you know, long after I'm dead, than maybe my generation did. But I think where the pinch point really comes, it is with older women. And I think things are moving. I think things have got better. I think older women are being recognised more for their experience and what they will bring to society and to the workplace. But I still think there's a long way to go. Maybe we should have an International Older Women's Day. Maybe we should have two International Women's Day, one for...
Oh, no. You see, I'm not sure about the older women. No, because while I like the idea of international, I do like the idea of International Women's Day, because I think, you know, there's much to be celebrated in women, whether you've achieved something amazing or whether you've just managed to get yourself out of bed, or whether you've raised kids or whether you've not had kids, but you've just had a career. Or do you know what? Just if you're getting on and you're doing your own thing and you're living a nice life and a kind life and a decent life. There's much to be celebrated in women. However, I have a slight issue with the older women thing, because at what point would you think, oh, yeah, that's me? I think I'd be going, oh, no, that's not me yet. Oh, no, that's definitely not me yet. I don't think I fall into that. I'd be deluding myself. Frankly, I'd be deluding myself in that way that when, like, adverts for over 55's life insurance come on the telly and I think, no, that's not. Whereas, in fact, it is me. I think, oh, no, that's not me.
Oh, so you don't want to be stereotyped, do you? Even in your own head?
I don't want to be categorised as older women. I think we're fine to just go, do you know what? Let's champion all women. And whether we've got friends who are in you've got a daughter who's in her 20s. A lot of our friends have got daughters in their 20s. But equally, we've worked with and therefore we have friends in their 20s. And I think there's not much that separates us when it comes down to it. We feel the same things that they feel, basically, because we remember feeling them when we were in our 20s. And basically, a lot of the things that we experience and that we go through as women are only the same things that we went through 30 years ago. So I don't think there's that much that separates us, despite 3 decades maybe between us. So I don't necessarily want to go, I want something special because I'm older. Because then I think, oh, God, I feel like I've got one foot in the grave.
Oh, no, listen, I'm looking forward to being older. What's that poem about, you know, wearing a beret and dyeing your hair pink and or purple or whatever? I'm looking forward to being older and special. But
by special, do you mean bonkers?
Halfway there already.
You mean bonkers? Don't you?
I do mean bonkers. I'm not caring about it. I am halfway there already. But so we talked about older women and younger women for International Women's Day, but what about International Women's Day that shines a light on, and an exclusive light on, I don't know, like important people? So when I think of International Women's Day, you know, I don't know, Oprah Winfrey will be up there when she's talking away, and Michelle Obama and what, and rightly so, because they've got stuff to say. But is that what it should be about exclusively? Because sometimes it can come across that way.
I think more it used to. And again, me and you know from when we used to write about it 20 years ago and it was like International Women's Day is coming up, and we'd go back through the archives and we'd see famous women who've achieved this, that and the other, and wouldn't we? And we'd sort of write about them. I think hopefully, which is a good thing, I think we've moved away a little bit from that now. And I think we have broadened it out a little bit more, because I don't think we should just be celebrating women who are, in a way, already celebrated for their achievements in their own particular fields. I want to kind of, on International Women's Day, I think we should like celebrate our friends and celebrate maybe our mums. I don't know, we do on Mother's Day anyway, but, or our nans, or, you know, or our daughters.
You mean the women in your life? Yeah.
Every woman in your life, and people who maybe you admire, who for no reason other than they have something about them, maybe a personality trait or just doing good things. And we were talking about how, you know, with all the footage that we're seeing coming out of Ukraine, women are doing amazing things there. Now, they're never going to get recognised for it, but we both, I think, look at the TV and watch the news footage of what's coming out of that awful conflict and think, what an enormous amount of admiration we have for those women who are getting out with their kids and risking everything to protect their families and to do their best. And they're never going to get recognised individually. But I think on International Women's Day, they are in there with the group of women who we should be going, yeah, do you know what? Women as a whole, we're pretty good, aren't we?
I think we're bloody fantastic. Oh, can I swear? Oh, too late. Too late. Well, listen, on International Women's Day, I think you're dead right. I think we need to celebrate women, whatever our age, whatever our background, our culture. But yeah, I mean, with particular reference to what's happening in Ukraine, and you're quite right, the amazing women who are keeping the wheels on in a lot of ways out there. But have a lovely International Women's Day then, Dawn. Are you doing anything for it? Are you celebrating with coffee and cake? What are you doing?
Do you know what? I'm working. I'm working in the day. What will I do at night? Am I going to see Batman with my husband? Is that really bad?
No, not at all. I think that's great.
It's not very International Women's Day, is it? I should strike a blow for International Women's Day and eat cake and buy drinks.
Listen, you're an international woman. You can do it. Whatever you damn well please.
I shall. I pretty much do that every day.
Yeah, I've spoken to Mark, I know. So listen, thank you once again. We hope you've enjoyed our return to the podcasting world, and very many thanks to yourselves for lending us your ears, and to my mate Dawn for our chat. Happy International Women's Day to everybody. So don't forget to like or subscribe to our podcast, and if you're feeling particularly kind, leave us a nice glowing review. The Menopod is a Laudable production for Reach, and it's presented by me, Susan Lee, and Dawn Collinson. It's produced by Dan McLaughlin and available wherever you want to listen to our lovely voices, including Apple and Spotify. See you next time.